Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? You desire and you do not have, and so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. You adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you suppose it is no purpose that the Scripture says, he yearns jealousy over the Spirit that he has made to dwell in us. He gives more grace. Therefore, it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. And then he takes the gloves off. He just starts punching. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be wretched and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and then he will exalt you. Of course, it goes on in James 4, but today from James 4, let's look at how to address conflict biblically. How do we become a peacemaker? And I want to make kind of two main points and then kind of flesh out each one. And the first one is this, is that conflict progresses from the heart desires of selfishness. Conflict progresses from heart desires of selfishness. When James begins to write here in chapter 4, he asks this question, what causes wars and fights among you? These terms of wars and fights, one is speaking of armed conflict, the language is speaking of, and the other is conflict without weapons. Know which one is in your family, right? But nonetheless, that there's both. There's armed conflict and there's conflict without weapons. And James is asking the question is, what is the source of these? And then, like any good preacher, he answers his own question and he says, is it not your own passions, your own desires? The word is hedone. In other words, your own selfish pleasures. Things that dominate and rule your own hearts. These things are what causes conflict inside of you. The word selfishness. And James is using this powerful imagery for the destructive nature of relationship, where harmful sarcasm, disrespectful attitudes, violent tempers, that they have gone unchecked or unbridled. Rather than make attempts to evaluate the opinions or the viewpoints of each person and the symptoms of these conflicts, James just gets right to the source. He takes the gloves off and he says, it's your own heart. He says, look in the mirror, in other words. So our desires, for good or bad, can be powerful influences in our lives. If we're not careful, these desires become heart idols for us, the things that we worship. And they kind of transition from desires to demands. And when they start becoming demands and expectations upon others, and these demands become unmet, look out. And that's what James is saying here. He says, you desire and you don't have, and so what? So you murder. And lots of us, sometimes we think of ourselves, especially as Christians, kind of put on our suit and get all proper and say, not me. I don't fight. I don't argue. I don't murder. I don't do those really bad things. I'm not a really bad person. Do you know when Jesus speaks about murder, he goes even deeper than just the physical act. He says, look into your heart. He says, have you ever been angry? Have you ever been so frustrated with somebody you just wanted to murder them? You've gone ahead and acted out. You've actually done that in your heart. He says we're all guilty of these things. And that's what